Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are real people serving a real God. We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hello to you, family, if you just joined us. This is Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Germany Yanni Velsa comes through with Perspective. And I am Sibongile Mofokeng. And yes, my family, I gave you the sounds of every sunshine blessing me and the Lord. May the Lord bless you awesomely throughout. I'm now joined by the queen herself, the marketplace queen, Mama Prudence Muchumi. It's been more than a minute. Joe, a watermelon minute, if there's anything like that. But she's joining us today. My queen, good morning, good morning.
Good morning to the listeners. But on this windy, cold morning.
For the first time in years, it feels like August. Finally, I was saying that to the Lord this morning when I went out. Finally, it feels like August. It's not just windy, it's also dusty in Pretoria.
The tree branches are moving. Everything is moving up the wind.
My queen, there's something that's not going right with our sound right there. Let me call you and then let's sort this one out quickly so that we can be with you and talk to you. Welcome to back to South Africa, but let me call you. All right, I'm coming.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Down on my knees, that is gospel goes beyond. Such beautiful, awesome sounds this morning on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we are, as Pastor K, the late Pastor K says, we are strong when we are on our knees. And others say it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. And the time now, 28 minutes, just after 10, now joined by my queen, Mama Prudence Muchumi. Let me just do this and let me take a moment and greet you again, my queen. How are you?
On this cold, windy morning, I am well kept by God, sustained by Him, upheld by Him, blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Welcome back to South Africa.
Thank you so much. I'm back home.
Welcome back.
So people say to me that is what's going to happen. People are going to be welcoming me back to South Africa because I travel so much. Thank God. I'm fulfilling Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
He is already
the world and they that dwell in it. Please don't make me feel guilty.
Not at all, because the Lord has given you nations. The Lord has given you the nations.
Amen.
And so it's so awesome to see it happening. Welcome back, Ma. Yes. And we are talking to our women today. We are encouraging women.
Oh my goodness, am I excited about encouraging women in this August month.
Yeah. And what do we say to our women this morning? What do we say to our women this morning?
So I just want to start with August. You know, what I've discovered is a lot of people don't know the meaning of August.
Okay.
And August is such an important word. So if we look at August, I'm going to read for us what August means, so that we know how we are to show up. So ladies, this morning, as I'm encouraging you, I am talking to you about your August moment. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraging you about how are we going to show up in this month of August, and what does God expect us to do? So what does August mean? So let's first really get to August. You know, we are in South Africa, the 9th of August is obviously Women's Day.
Yeah.
And we realized for women to be celebrated, women to be, you know, to be acknowledged, to be recognized for all the work that they are doing, we're going to need more than a day. So this is August month. So what does August mean? August means to be distinguished. I've already dropped the mic right there. Women, you are to be distinguished. You are to stand out. I know a lot of times people are telling us, you know, we must blend in. You know, you want to not to, for people to see who you really are, who God has created you to be. Mm. But God has created you to be distinguished. That's what August means. August means respected. Mm. And there are many of us that have gone through a lot of things in life and we are not respecting ourselves or we are not being treated with respect. So ladies, again, how are we going to show up this August? You deserve to be respected. Third one, you need to be honored. August means to be honored. Are we honoring one another? First of all, are we honoring the women that have gone ahead of us? The mothers, the sisters, those who have given selflessly of themselves, that has taken us to school. They walked us to school. Some of us, you know, we grew up in the townships where a sister would walk you to school in the morning.
Yeah.
In the cold, dusty streets of our townships,
yeah,
one person would be walking you to school. Have we honored those people, our mothers who've worked so hard? August means to be esteemed. Do we esteem ourselves? Do we esteem who God has made us to be? You know, a lot of us are spending a lot of time to want to be different. I want my weight to be different. I want my skin to be different.
Yeah.
I want my hair to be different. But August means I accept who God has made me to be and I esteem myself. I've dropped the mic there. Ladies, we have to esteem ourselves. You know, there's a time when I just said, I love myself. I love myself, period. Just the way I am.
Yeah.
Without wanting to change a lot of things about myself. And I didn't arrive here easily. So I'm going to be vulnerable to you today and tell you a lot of the times people would, you know, they would compliment me, but I would never think it's about myself. So now I've learned how to esteem myself because it's not about myself. It's who God has made me to be. August means to be acclaimed. August means to be impressive. Are you being impressive or are you hiding your light? The Bible says, let your light so shine that men may glorify your Father in heaven. So are we doing that or are we trying to hide? Are we trying to be obscure? Are we trying to stay in the background where God has called you to be a light that he says, the light, when you light it, you put it on top of the table, not under the table. August means to be dignified. Oh my goodness. August means to be dignified.
Hey, sure.
I see that look there, Sibongile. August means to be magnificent. August means to be high ranking. That is the woman. That is who you are.
You know,
I was sitting and thinking.
When you're talking about being dignified, I'm just thinking about what the social media platform has been talking about recently, where we find that even women in the church now, the way we present ourselves, it's somehow questionable. Most times we are not dignified in how we're presenting ourselves. And thus the world and the male counterparts then turn not to respect us. You said we should be respectable and honored, respected and honored. And you find we're lacking all of those. And it's all because of how we are presenting ourselves in an undignified manner, in our dress code, in our behavior as well.
You know, thank you so much for that. That is why I'm saying I have no other message for women in August. None other but them to tell us what does August mean.
That right.
is it. For the next 10 years, you will hear me. When you call me here again, what do you want to say to women in August? Ladies, it's time to be well-respected. It's time to be dignified. It's time to be honored. It's time to be esteemed. It's time to be well thought of. Another meaning of August is to be well thought of. When our children see us, when younger women see us, when older women see us, are we well thought of?
Hmm.
So that is what, that's my message for today. August means to be awe-inspiring. Are we inspiring others to rise up to what God has called us and them to be? So the meaning of August, it's all of this. So I want you just to think about these words today. And if you've never thought of yourself about as being great, August means to be important. August means to be celebrated. And I really celebrate women. August means to be distinguished and of distinction. How do you stand out? You know, if you have a room of women and you invite us to a party or a function, everybody's going to come with their hair beautifully made. They're going to come in beautiful dresses. Women are just so multifaceted. They are amazing. And I was speaking to some men, and they were saying, you know, when a woman walks in a room, all of us, we turn heads, whoever we are. You know, we just appreciate. They said, even when we are pastors, we're like, wow, okay, somebody's walked into the room. So that is how God has created us to be. In Genesis, the Bible says, when God created women, he said, it is very good. So I want us to bring back that meaning of being highly esteemed.
Let me ask,
is my message for August.
You mentioned that it took you some time to get to a place where you loved yourself, where you appreciate yourself, where you admire yourself. Some of us don't even want to look at ourselves in the mirror without a makeup. Yeah. Without makeup, we feel naked. Yeah. Without makeup, we feel ugly. Without makeup. Mm-hmm. So how did you get to that place where you love Prudence with everything that she is?
Yeah. You know, I had to esteem who God said I was. So, and the reason why I didn't for the longest time think I was beautiful is because I was adopted. Right at birth, I was adopted in my family. So, you know, that comes with its own residue. My parents left me with my uncle and aunt, and they raised me. And as I was constantly going through this, the Lord said to me, Prudence, we have been grafted in. So how did we, the Gentiles, become, have access to this great salvation? It's because the children of Israel did not receive Jesus, but the Gentiles were then grafted in. So we were adopted. So God told me that there is nothing wrong with being adopted. You were adopted, and adopted means you were chosen by someone else. When you are born into a family, you just show up in that family, right? But when you are adopted, you are chosen by someone. And I then had to understand what that adoption in Christ meant. And from that time, I started working on myself and saying, you know what? I'm actually the way I am. You know, people say, you've got such a deep voice. You've got, you know, your features. People talk about my accent. People talk about all these things. And as they kept on saying to me, I started seeing the positive side of it. I started, that is actually what makes me different. You know, that is actually what people admire about me. And so I must accept that about myself. So constantly they started telling me that. And I'm like, Lord, thank you very much that people say I'm beautiful. You've made me to be beautiful. You've made me to be the way that I am. And one day I remember I went to a preaching engagement in Ghana. And I was sitting there. I was actually I was the only female speaker.
Yeah.
There were six males. And one prophet was teaching. And then in the middle of his preaching, he stopped right in front of me and he said, God made you beautiful.
Wow.
You know, just really shocked me. And he said, God made you like that for a reason and for a purpose. And then I'm thinking, even the way I am, God has made me like that for a reason. So I just started to accept myself. I said, Lord, I thank you. And first of all, I repent. I repent for every compliment that people gave me in the past where I just brushed it off and I thought maybe it was something that I was wearing. Maybe it's something about my hair. Thank you for making me beautiful. Thank you, Lord. And inside out. You know, we take it, it's about, you know, what's above the skin. It is not. It is that heart that we have. And so that is what he said to me. And that it just dropped right into my spirit. And I just bless God for that. So as I said, I started to accept who God made me to be. I accepted my identity in Christ. I started to look at my experiences that I've been through are not who I am. That is not who I am. That is the journey I've traveled that may have made me to who I am today. And it brought out strength in me. Mm. It has brought out acceptance in me. It has made me to identify with others. You know, the time when I couldn't pay my school fees when I was going through the most in my life, and I couldn't pay my school fees for my child, I then realized, so this is how parents feel. We're not able to pay the school fees. Totally did not even understand what that meant.
Mm.
Like as I was walking my child was going to this private school in Bryanston. And then I said, and I came out of that meeting and I sat down and I said, Lord, I just thank you for this meeting today. I thank you for this experience today, because I would have never been able to identify what parents are going through every single day, because I've been privileged to always have enough finances to take my child to school. So now I have a different level of appreciation for others. So when I sit with someone, I don't just throw the scriptures at them. I do understand, because I myself have a journey and I know how far God has brought me. And if he's brought me this far and I'm now distinguished, I'm now well-respected, I am high ranking, I am highly esteemed, then I can do the same for others. I can esteem other women. And that really is something that I live to do.
Shama, thank you so much for sharing that story. I heard that story last month when I called you and I said, oh, I'm listening to you, or was it the other month? And I'm so glad that you shared the story with us, because one would think there's something wrong about me, and only to find that you're so special when you're adopted into your family, and you're so special when you are in Christ as well. But now there are constant messages that are coming out from the world about a woman, the standards of her beauty, the brains, how she has to think, and how she has to function. And other women, especially now in the Christendom, in the kingdom of God, where you find women don't feel complete if they don't have a partner. If they are single, they are made to feel rejected, and you're a reject there, and you are incomplete. How do we get to that point where we can shut the world out and look into what God says? And what is important to us is all that God says about us.
It's the word of God. It is literally find yourself in the word. The Bible says to us that Jesus grew up and he found himself in the word. So the things that were spoken and prophesied about him, there will be one born of a virgin, all of that, Jesus had to find himself in the word. So the things that the word says about us, that is where we get our true identity. We don't even get identity from the surname that we carry, from the person you've married, from the family that you're in. We get our true identity from Christ. So when we start to read about ourselves in the Bible, where it says this woman, here, for example, in Proverbs 31, we have to be Proverbs 31.
Yeah.
It says she rises up while it is still night. She provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field, that's a marketplace woman,
and then she buys it.
From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to her staff and her hand holds a spindle. It means that she does something with her hands. And she extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, and for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, and when she sits amongst the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies sashes for her merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. So it doesn't matter what we wear. It doesn't matter the makeup. God has made us beautiful inside. And when we know who we are inside and in Christ, then that must exude outside. We will not spend so much time to try to make ourselves different on the outside and hiding, but we will know who God has made us to be. We are clothed with strength and honor. And that is where our identity is. So it's about reading ourselves in the word. It's not about letting our circumstances define us.
Yeah.
Our experiences in life define us. Some people have been through very difficult circumstances, but they must again find themselves in Christ, because Jesus would have known that that is the path that you would travel, and he still has made you beautiful. So it's really to understand what beauty is. It's not outside, it's really inside. And that Holy Spirit that's in you, that's nudging you, that's telling you who you are, that is the voice that you must believe about yourself every day.
Sure, the voice that we ought to listen to is the Lord's Holy Spirit's voice, none other outside voices, because we feel inadequate because we haven't achieved certain things. And sometimes we feel inadequate because we feel like we are running out of time as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's specifically when you hit certain eight milestones, then it's like, oh my goodness, you know, and we make these sayings about things not being in the places where they were before and how they were before. There are women that are so distinguished, so amazing with their gray hair. And, you know, they, ladies, love yourself. Yeah. That is what I'm saying today. You are beautiful no matter what age you are. And so whatever age you show up at, there's something that God wants to bring out. You know, at the age of 75, God called Abraham. Mm. But at the age of 80, Sarah gave birth to the child of promise. Mm. There's a promise that God has inside of you that you have to give birth to, whether you are 20, whether you are 30, whether you are 40, whether you are 50. Listen, I am having the time of my life in my Jubilee year. People are complimenting me all over the place because there's something that God is going to bring out of me and give birth at this season and next season, next decade. There's still more that God is going to bring out of me. I can still be a blessing to women all around the world, and I intend to do exactly that.
Amen to that. You know, when you were talking earlier on, I was reminded, and you were mentioning about the Lord Jesus Christ and the, when he started ministry and all, I was just thinking to myself, and he himself was adopted. He himself was a, yes, Mary gave birth, but he was not Mary's child. He was not Joseph's child. He himself, he was an adopted son in that family. And we need to just look into what God says about us. He cares so much about us who are adopted, as much as he loves us, as much as he loves Jesus. And we need to remember that. Mm. We need to remember that.
Yeah.
A family member says, Spongile, please do not forget that women also need to ask for wisdom from God in they are endeavors. They cannot go it alone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The wisdom of God is what we need every single day. You know, to raise children, to be in a relationship, to be parented, to be parenting, we need the wisdom of God every single day. So I agree with you 100%. The wisdom of God is what we need. You know, in fact, in Proverbs 12 is one of my favorite passages of scripture because it talks about prudence, who I am. So it talks about wisdom dwells with prudence. And so we need the wisdom of God every day. And it says there that, you know, you may be looking for wealth and you may be looking for rubies and other things, but if you find wisdom, you can find all those other things. So the wisdom of God is what is going to unlock even your path to wealth. So absolutely, godly wisdom is a key that we must have in our hands.
Wow, math, because technology failed us today. Our time is so flying. It's almost up. What do we say in overall to our women today? And immediately after you do the overall, tell us about what's happening between the 19th of August and the 19th of September.
So what I would want to say, I want to inspire women in the marketplace. You know, my marketplace mandate is to say to women, how are you identifying? How are you exploring? How are you discovering? And how are you developing your gifts, your talents, and your abilities in the marketplace?
Right.
So this passage of scripture that I read here, the Proverbs 31 woman, talks a lot about how this amazing woman is able to look at merchandise. She's able to consider a field, evaluate it. She's able to buy it. She's able to rise up early and do her business. She's able to look after her household, after her servants. She's able to buy clothing. She's able to, you know, look at the merchandise. She's in textiles. She's in various types of businesses. This is one Proverbs 31 woman. And I remember looking at this woman, I'm thinking, like, how is this woman even able to do all of these things?
Yeah.
She's able to do it because we can do all things through Christ who infuses inner strength in us. So I want to encourage women in the marketplace. I want to say to you, ladies out there in the marketplace, if God has given you an idea, just building on the idea of godly wisdom, if the Holy Spirit has nudged you with a specific purpose that is given to you, a business, whether it's catering, whether it's events management, whether it's hospitality, you know, the spiritual gift that God has given to you as an evangelist, a prophet, an apostle, a pastor, a teacher, if it's coaching, whatever God has given your hand to do, Don't hold back. Go out there. Esteem the gift that God has given to you and be a blessing to the world. There are many waiting for that gift to show up. Many people's deliverance is in your hand.
Right.
There are people calling me every day. I need you to mentor me. I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. And it's all because I show up and I am out there to do what God has called me to do. Mm. So I want to encourage all of us. Everyone. Listen, I've already told you, God is not going to call you to business because he hasn't called you to employment. But he wants you to use what he's put in your hand, and God wants to bless the work of your hands. That is what Deuteronomy 28 says. It says he blesses the work of our hands. So marketplace ladies, I want you to arise. I'm calling you to arise. You are salt and you are light. You are light to shine in darkness. You are light to come into dark places and shine the light. Turn on the light. Be who God says you are. And you are also salt to bring flavor, to bring a different experience into certain environments. So I want you to arise. I want you to start that business already. I want you to launch that idea already. I want you to start partner with somebody already and bring to the marketplace what God has put in your hand. So that is my encouragement to you today. Arise and shine. Your light has come. There's nothing else that you're waiting for. You are not waiting for money. You are not waiting for funding. We are waiting for you.
The Lord is waiting for you.
I'm waiting on God. God is waiting on you. You to be that Proverbs 31 woman. He's waiting on you to be at your to step into your August moment.
Wow.
To be distinguished.
Wow.
Yes.
Carol says, I'm blessed today. The message has come to the core of my heart. God bless you.
Amen, Carol. Amen.
And Asanda Mabala, hello to you. Ma, we don't have much time now. We are left with like a minute or so. What's happening on the from the 19th of September to the 19th? August to the 19th of September. What's happening in the marketplace?
So we just want to run a campaign to encourage women. We want to talk to women about marketplace and how women can arise in the marketplace. We want to encourage you. How are you going to start your business? Get that off the ground. We just want to talk to women. So all things women is from the 19th to the 19th. All things women. Women arise. Women rise up to what God has called you. Women, we want to know what you are doing. Where are you stuck? Because a lot of people say they are stuck. Where are you stuck? Because God wants to bring transformation right in that area where you're stuck. So that is what we want to do. We want to encourage you. Come with your questions. Come and tell us where you are stuck. Come and tell us what it is that you are trying to do. And let us see what the Lord will bring your way so that you are able to move forward and he will bless the work of your hands. Nothing times nothing equals nothing. But once you take that step of faith, God is going to meet you at your place of need. Amen.
I hear there's Bobby in the background. Bobby wants us to know that he's also around.
Yes, he is.
Okay, a quick one. A quick one from a family member.
And the wonderful guest. So what a topic. No, just the confirmation. Sibongile was invited on the 8th of October at EKFM. All those things I was, my main topic was Proverbs 31. But in the morning, God changed it. He was talking about the gift, what do you have in your hand. Oh, I thank God that this is a confirmation for us that what we do, we have in our hand. We need to activate. Starting in this
Woman's month. Yes.
Amen.
We are not waiting for funding. True. As Akas, you say that is our honored month inspiring.
I'm going to cut it there, Sispindi, but we get the gist of what Sispindi is talking about and just confirming and saying it's a confirmation. This is what the Lord has spoken to her about. So, yeah, awesome. Where are we meeting? I think, Ma, they can call the International Women Marketplace Summit. Now I nearly said Women's Summit. Woo, swung it. The International Marketplace Summit on 063 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. And get more clarity, because I see Carol is like, where are we meeting? And people want to know more about that as in the International Marketplace Summit. And our Queen Ambassador Prudence Muchumi will be empowering women in this space, a meeting. But yay. Call zero or send a WhatsApp to 063-361-4417. Wow. Thank you so much, Ma, for ministering to us. You have to come back before we end the August month and talk to us again. We love you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. That was so awesome. And it's not just awesome.
God bless every woman.
We are now going to be the doers of the word. After hearing this, we are the doers of the word. Thank you. A blessed one, my queen.
Amen. Blessed day, all the queens online. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ma. Bye-bye. And Carol, happy birthday to you. I know it's on a Saturday that you said, but happy birthday to you. A beautiful year ahead. May God bless all that you will be doing in the new year. May you see more of him and enjoy your day. Family, we love you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And we say hello to Germany. Yanni Pelsa on Perspective.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.